It was a humbled Governor Snyder who took to the podium for the sixth State of the State address of his administration. A year ago, he was just reelected to a second term, pondering a bid for the presidency and basking in the apparent success of Detroit's exit from bankruptcy. Today, the governor's reputation for can-do accomplishment has been shredded by the water crisis in Flint. Children are showing elevated lead levels that could lead to all sorts of neurological and developmental health risks. A visibly emotional Governor Snyder told Flint residents, fixing that is a responsibility he takes personally.
I give you my commitment that Michigan will not let you down.
That's after months of administration officials denying there was a problem, followed by a shakeup that cost at least two senior environmental officials their jobs, and last week the state asking the federal government for help. The Obama administration partially approved the request for assistance. This is White House Press Secretary Joshua Earnest.
You know, this is obviously a response that is and should be led by state and local officials. But the federal government is mobilizing significant resources to support that ongoing effort.
That includes sending bottled water from emergency reserves and sending advisors to help the city tap into more federal resources. Governor Snyder said he will ask the federal government to send even more help. He also promised a short and long-term state strategy for helping Flint and other Michigan cities with water infrastructure. The governor called the Flint water crisis a failure, quote, at every level of government, city, county, state, and federal.
We will not stop working for the people of Flint until every single person has clean water every single day, no matter what.
The sounds of protests from outside could be heard inside the Capitol even as the governor delivered his speech. Nariah Sharif was one of those demonstrators. She says it took too long for the state to acknowledge the problem and to start doing something about it.
And now we got the whole world looking at Rick Snyder, and hopefully that will force him to change, because we had to drag him kicking and screaming into this fight.
In the State of the State speech, Snyder promised to release his emails related to the Flint water crisis to show what his administration did right and to help the public understand how things went wrong. Rick Snyder and his aides say they understand the reality that he owns the problem and that it's up to Rick Snyder to fix it. I'm Rick Pluta at the State Capitol.